Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling because I had a charge on my card from an all-day gadget.
All righty, ma'am. May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
29501.
And I do thank you for that. And your first and last name, please?
Amanda Anderson.
All righty. And give me 1 second to locate an account associated with you for that.
Okay.
All righty, Miss Anderson, I'm still trying to locate an account associated with you. Give me 1 second, please.
Okay.
All righty.
I mean, would I have bought all day gadgets, or could it have another name?
That may be a vendor name it was shipped under, ma'am, but I'm not looking at an account associated with you using that zip code. You did say it was 29501?
Yeah.
Do you have the last 4 digits of the card that it was billed to?
Yeah, 9290.
All righty, let me try that.
Okay.
Well, I'm not finding you under that cart that it was billed to, Miss Anderson.
Well, I have a $63.71 charge on my card on the 19th.
Okay, ma'am. Let me see if I can type in your name and locate it that way, okay?
All right.
Okay, let me see if I can locate it that way. Alrighty, Miss Anderson. And for security purposes, can you please verify your address, please?
1249 Oakdale Drive, Florence, South Carolina, 29501. Unless I had it sent to another address, you know, that's my address. But my son's getting married, and I have bought some stuff and had it sent to a Johnsonville address.
Okay, and what address would that be?
Okay, let me look, and I'll give it to you in just a minute.
Okay.
It might take me a minute to get her address pulled up.
All righty.
Just a minute.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I have to look through my messages from
That's
her.
That's fine.
Baby Nana's busy. You're going to have to wait a minute. All right.
Okay.
And I'm still looking for.
That's fine. Let me ask you this. Do they reside in the same state or a different state from
Yeah,
you?
They in the same state. It's just a different address. She lives
okay.
in Johnsonville. I live in Florida.
Okay.
She's doing the arrangements at her house.
All right, and I do understand that.
Text messages to find it.
That's fine.
But I'm almost at the beginning.
That's fine. No problem, ma'am.
But now that this is brought to my attention, I'm going to put her as
Okay.
Come on, phone. Okay, it's got to be getting close. I apologize.
That's fine. No problem.
My goodness, I know it's in here. It's just taken. There it is. 401 Seabrook Road, Johnsonville, South Carolina, 29555.
And that is their zip code?
29555.
All righty. Let me see. Did it ship under that?
Oh, so you didn't see my name or address?
No, ma'am. I did not see your
okay.
name or address right. located okay. with that at all.
Okay. I mean, the card's in my name, so
okay.
I would think it should have been, you know, under.
And I'm not seeing anything under that. I didn't see anything associated with you under that. Let me try punching in your name again.
That's weird.
All righty, Miss Anderson, let me try to locate this again for you.
Because that's how I got y'all's number. It's listed on my phone where it says transaction date and the location.
And what were you billed? How much was the charge that you were billed for?
$63.71.
All right, Miss Amanda, do you have an email address?
Yeah.
All right, give me your email address.
All right, it's T kripplea060467@yahoo.com.
Okay. All righty. The reason I asked for your email address was because I'm pulling up a different Amanda Smith. I mean, Amanda Anderson, and she actually lives in Texas, so I'm quite sure that's not you.
No, that's not me.
Okay. Let me get out of this.
Did she have a charge for $63?
No, ma'am.
Oh, okay, because somebody could have took my name, you know, stole my identity.
That's true.
My card.
No, ma'am. The last the email address doesn't even match.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Okay, and give me that email address one more time.
Okay, it's the word triple.
Triple.
T-R-I. Yeah, like triple threat. But
okay, it's T R I.
Okay, it's
T-R-I.
C-L-E?
No, P.
P-L-E.
Triple.
P-R-I-P-L-E.
Uh-huh. E as in apple. 060467@yahoo.com.
Okay. Alrighty, let me see if I can locate you under those circumstances. Okay, I got you. It's 0607.
No, 04.
060467@yahoo.com.
Correct.
Okay. And no, ma'am, I am still not locating anything associated with you under that, even your email.
Okay. I'll just have to call my bank.
Yes, ma'am. And if you would like, we can have them to get in contact with us about the charges. But right now, I'm not locating an account associated with you. Even though we've gotten all that information, I'm still unable to pull it up.
Yeah.
Okay. And I do apologize for that.
What do y'all sell?
We are actually a third-party call center, so we assist multiple companies and over 100 different products.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
You would have no idea, no
one. No, ma'am. We are actually just a call center.
Okay.
Alrighty. And I do thank you. I do thank you for calling customer service, Miss Amanda, and you have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.